The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
For another NASCAR America Splash and Go. I'm Kelly Stavis, joined by Kyle Petty and the Hall of Famer Dale Jarrett. And wow, guys, some big news today, although it kind of seems like the worst kept secret in NASCAR because I think a lot of us saw it coming. But the announcement came today that Hendrick Motorsports has indeed signed a multi-year deal with Kyle Larson, who was recently reinstated by NASCAR. What did you guys make of the news?
I'll let Dale go.
You know, I was thrilled. This has been something that I think kind of behind the scenes has been talked about. So I don't think any of us within the industry are that surprised that it is now happening. Can I say I'm not surprised that someone was able to make this happen? I'm very thankful that it is happening. I think we all deserve second chances in life. I know I've had many second chances for different things and in different ways. And I'm just glad that Kyle Larson's life is going to get back to kind of what he does and what we enjoy watching him do and having that opportunity. And thankful that Rick Hendrick was able to make this happen. And it was going to take someone like Rick Hendrick to step up and say, hey, you know, this young man is a good person, made a mistake, but that can't define and ruin the rest of his life and the rest of his career. And I guess, KP, if anybody had the horsepower, if you will, to make something like this happen with sponsors and with Chevrolet, it would be the man that owns probably 100 Chevrolet dealership, and that's Rick Hendrick.
Yeah, it would be for sure. And I think, you know, Chevy's statement shortly after NASCAR announced that they had reinstated Kyle Larson was a huge nod to Rick Hendrick and to NASCAR and their commitment to the sport and their commitment to Rick. I think he did have that horsepower within a manufacturer's base to say, hey, I'll stand behind this kid if you guys will stand behind him. And I think everybody's got behind. I think the one thing we do have to remember is he's gone through the process and gone down the road that NASCAR laid out for him. Okay. They never said you can never come back. This was not a lifetime ban. I think sometimes in the media and sometimes when you hear what fans think, it was a lifetime ban. Kyle Larson is banned from the sport forever. No, there was a road back. And there have been other drivers and other opportunities for crew members who have been penalized and have had that opportunity to come back and have gone down that same road. So kudos to Kyle Larson for coming back down that road and wanting to come back down that road. And I think that's the big thing for me. So many times early on, Larson talked about dirt, how much he loved dirt. And it's almost like, yeah, I just run the cup cars so I can run my dirt car. But once he got back to dirt, he wanted to get back to cup. And I think it rekindled that fire a little bit, and it rekindled that desire to be back on this stage, on the NASCAR stage. I think it's pretty big, pretty special of Rick Hendrick for sure. But we all know Rick's that way. Okay, so that's but it's big for NASCAR, and it's going to be interesting to see how the fans react. And you know, he's going to have to not only talk the talk, walk the walk. And I think that's going to be something for a long time. That's not gone away in 6 months. That's not going to go away in a year. That may not go away in 10 or 15 years. But I'll say this. In the land of Coca-Cola and the land we call America, thank God for second chances, because I'm like a cat. I'm on my ninth life right now. I have to say that.
Well, one of the things that impressed me the most about the whole process is all of a sudden we found out all the things that Kyle had been doing behind the scenes, quietly, not posting about it, not making a big deal about the people he had met with to get a new perspective on things and the word. All right, so let's talk about what he can do for Hendrick Motorsports. I mean, they have two drivers in in the final eight here in the championship, which is great, but it is not the organization that it was a number of years ago, not quite the powerhouse in some sense. So what do you think he brings to the organization, Dale?
I think that he brings the ability to show them where their cars may be lacking. This young man is so talented behind the wheel. He's not going to tell them because we know he's not that nuts and bolts guy. He's not going to say, look, this is exactly what we need to do. He's going to tell him and show them on a computer screen a lot of times that this is where we are lacking. This is where I can't make speed. And I think if there's one thing the Chevrolets have been lacking, it's that consistency to get the speed, and especially at Hendrick Motorsports, on a regular basis. We see Chase Elliott and Alex Bowman work their way through and have speed at times. William Byron, we know that their plate racing is in perfectly good position, but there's other places that they need to perform at a higher level. I think Kyle Larson brought that to Chip Ganassi Racing while he was there. He made that organization much better just by getting behind the wheel and saying that, this is where I need help. This is as fast as I can go, so we've got to make some differences there. Again, he's not that guy that I think that will be in the team meeting saying, you know, this is what we need to do or this is the direction we have to go, but this is where we are lacking. And I think sometimes that's more important than trying to act like you have the understanding and the idea of exactly what needs to be done. So, you know, I know that Hendrick Motorsports is going to embrace him. I think the industry of NASCAR is going to embrace him being back. And I hope that the fans will, as Kyle was talking about, be understanding that, and I know there's some perfect people out there. I haven't met them yet, but I'm sure there's some out there that are going to be saying, you know, why are we letting this guy back behind the wheel of a car with what he did? Again, we've all made mistakes, and I hope that he can get through that just because it'll be more comfortable for him. And he is doing so many things. I was just amazed to go down the list and see all the things that he has done during this time to help himself to be a better person and a better understanding person, but to also make a difference. And that's exactly the people that we're looking for in this world right now that aren't just saying, we need to make a change. Well, here's a young man that's helping to make that change and doing it his way.
Yeah, I think, you know, everything Dale said is spot on. I will say this, he is coming back to a different sport than he left. This is not the same sport. This is not the same world. We don't view things the same in a lot of ways. So this is a totally different sport that he's coming back to. The one thing that hadn't changed is the perception of Kyle Larson. He's a winner. He's a winner. He left here and he went and won races. He's continued to win races. And I think that's what we always looked at Ganassi. If Kyle Larson couldn't win in those cars, it had to be Ganassi cars. It couldn't be Kyle Larson because we knew Kyle Larson could win. If Kyle Larson goes to Rick's, goes to Hendrick Motorsports, and they don't win, nobody's really going to look at Kyle Larson because Kyle Larson, the perception is that he can win. Now, I will say this. I still believe the future of Hendrick Motorsports is Chase Elliott and William Byron. I think Chase Elliott is the leader. I think Jeff Gordon was the leader. Even though Jimmy Johnson was winning championships, Jeff Gordon drove the bus on what needed to be changed on those cars. I do believe, as Dale said, Kyle Larson can contribute because you know he can go fast. You know he can run a different groove. You know he can do things with a car sometimes that other people can't. And he can push those boundaries and expand those boundaries and bring Chase and William Byron and Alex Bowman right along with him and move Hendrick Motorsports and Chevrolet back into that winning position. I do have to say this, and I just got to throw this out. I love this country just for the fact that Kyle Larson can go away and people turn their back on him, and he comes back in a better ride, in a better situation, and he can win races with this team, and he should win, and that's just fascinating to me. He may be, you know, as soon as I heard he was coming back, I thought Tonya Harding, but that's a whole nother issue that we'll talk about later.
I will have to say, Kelly, this is going to be the youngest and probably the least credentialed lineup of drivers that Rick Hendrick has ever had in his organization. And that's not downplaying their talents or anything. Every one of them are capable of winning races and winning championships. But at this point in time, he's going to have a lineup to start 2021 that at this point in time, as we do this show, that they don't have any championships among those drivers, not in the Cup Series. So it'd be interesting to see who becomes the leader of that group.
Yeah, I'm going to add one more thing. I think being in the five car is a subtle statement, but a huge statement. That's what Rick started with. Yeah. That's a nod back to the beginning of Hendrick Motorsports. That's a nod back to the history and the integrity and what Rick Hendrick has built at Hendrick Motorsports with that five number. So to put Kyle Larson in that number, you know, we talk about the three, we talk about the 48, we talk about the 43. The five to Hendrick Motorsports in a lot of ways is that number. So I think that's a huge statement too.
One other thing, it looks like he'll have to get accommodated to these one-day schedules if we have more of those on tap in 2021. He hasn't been a part of that yet. All right, running out of time, but quickly, eventually we'll get to go race Martinsville. The race in Texas is 70-some-odd hours old, so we have no idea who's going to be in what position, but we do have a sense of what to expect at Martinsville because it's Martinsville and it's a Cup race to get to the championship. I mean, what are you looking forward to come Sunday?
You know what, I have to say, Texas is going to have a huge bearing on what I look for at Martinsville, because I think Brad Keselowski thinks he can go to Martinsville and win. Denny Hamlin thinks he can go to Martinsville and win. Martin Truex thinks he can go to Martinsville and win. There's so many drivers that have circled Martinsville and forgot about Kansas and Texas, and they're thinking, I can go there and win. Well, you get there and there's six guys that think they can win. It's going to be a tough place to win, you know what I mean, to move on to that next round. So it's really, for me, I got to look at Texas and say, who comes out of there in a good, safe points position, maybe, if there is such thing as a good, safe points position, and who is a must win when they get there. And other than that, I expect your typical Martinsville stuff, the same stuff we've seen the last few years.
Yeah, and I'll you mentioned the players that you think are going to be right there and those drivers. I'll throw in Chase Elliott and even Joey Logano. He doesn't have to win, but if he can win, that makes somebody else's life more miserable, and it's great momentum going into the championship race at Phoenix. So I think that the possibilities at Martinsville, we talk about how great it was to have Daytona on the oval being the cutoff race for the regular season. This has the same potential as far as who's going to line up and who's going to be a part of the championship four. I can see there's always a lot of pushing and shoving, but I think this gets intensified even more for those drivers that know they have to have that, regardless of what happens at Texas. So, at least two drivers know that they're going to have to push their way in there somehow, some way to make that happen. And I'm just going to throw one more out there, and he's not even a part of anything other than the fact that he's retiring. Clint Bowyer runs great at Martinsville, and I think he will move anybody on the last lap, with the exception of possibly Kevin Harvick. That he might not, but I might be underestimating him. He might do that just to get that last win.
And Clint Bowyer, by the way, has the longest lead in NASCAR history going right now, because when that red flag came out, he was out front. Well, it's only Wednesday, and we've got so much to look forward to. We've got both the Xfinity and Cup races at Martinsville. And don't forget, those are going to be on NBC, big NBC. So we look forward to that. But first up, hopefully at some point, our friends down in Texas get that race restarted and get out of Dodge. All right, Dale, Kyle, thank you guys so much for joining me. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Hope to see you again soon.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.